Good morning, Bemasechet Eiruvin Daf Mem. Interesting, 40. Right, 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai and he got the Torah, and now 40 days and we got Rosh Hashanah. So we carry on. We actually ended off yesterday on Lamed Tet Amud Bet. It was in the middle of the story. We had the story there with with this Bar Tivna, right? With the story that we had there of this Tzvi that came to Resh Galuta. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, they ate it, Rav Sheshet never ate it. So the story says as follows, Rav Ashkechei Rav Sheshet, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshet found Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amalei, Sistim Tani, Mar Midi B'Kedushot. Did you find anything, know anything, learn anything about the Kedushot, but where's one Kedusha, two Kedushas? Was he still trying to understand, could he have eaten the meat or couldn't he have eaten the meat if the meat was hunted yesterday by a Goy? It was B'Kedei Shayah said today, they're two separate Kedushas, maybe he could have eaten the meat, right? So Amar Lei says, Tanina, we've learned. Mode Rabbi Yossi b'shnei yamim tovim shel galiot. He says, Rabbi Yossi is mode b'shnei yamim tovim shel galiot. Look at Rashi Abia, the second last narrow lines. Mashme b'hane she'ein na'asim shnayim ele b'gola. He says, wait a second, Rosh Hashanah is only mode Rabbi Yossi b'shnei yamim tovim shel galiot. In other words, it's a galiot story. If it's a galiot story, so therefore it's not a kedusha problem. There aren't two different kedushas. I mean, it's not one kedusha; it's two separate kedushas. So it's not a problem what to eat and eat. So Amar Lei, this is what Rav Sheshet says over here. Amar imishkachad lehu. If you should bump into those guys, right? Who are the imishkachad lehu? He says there. If you would find Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, right? Lo teime lehu velo mi. Don't tell them this. Because then they'll be upset they'll never ate the meat in the first place. Look at Rashi. The imishkachad leil, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, the Lord Taimel leil, lahai milta, the mixa feli, I'll be embarrassed, I'll de lo achlit mina, I never ate from them. Okay, so that's the one part of the story with regards to whether it's one kedusha or two kedushas. But now listen to this. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, ledidi amali ameimar. He says, by the way, ameimar told with regards to the story of Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshet, Sahu bar tivya lavi today. It wasn't that tzvi, that deer over there wasn't hunted anyhow. So it wasn't even really, why did they eat it? It wasn't because we thought it was hunted yet on the first day on to eat on the second day on to. What was the real problem? It wasn't that it was hunted. Just on the first day on to, it was brought to them from outside the tchum. Now what's the problem with that? Right? Look at Rashi. Eli michutz at uvov vayom on that day. Right, now what's the problem? He says, Man da achal, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, who ate. Why did they eat? Because that's it like this. Savar haba bishvil Yisrael zeh. If somebody brought it outside of the tchum for this guy, who was this guy? Resh Galuta. So Resh Galuta can't eat it. He's got the knas of Bichdei Sheyase, even if it's one long kedusha. About muta Yisrael acher, what?
So the
shvut
to shvut, the boy and the
outside the tchum. Okay, so, but Chachami, first, it's a good point there. You're saying shvut to shvut, it's a good idea. It's a good point, but it's not really, because the issue of shvut is that it can't be brought. So it appears over here that Chachami was saying that even if someone did it for you, it was a goy who did it, part of the takana is that you have to wait b'chdei sheyase. It doesn't become asur, but just can't use it immediately. It's asur if you eat it on that day. I think that's what you're going to say, but it's a good point. Right? So he says, but nonetheless, they felt, even if there is that takan, like I said, so it's hababish for Yisrael, zeh, he can't eat it. Aba mutar Yisrael acher. Others can eat it, and therefore, so what? He can't. We can. It wasn't done for us. Right? Uman de lo acher, Rav Sheshet in this case, savar called the ati lebe resh galuta, adate lechul rabban ati. When someone brings something to resh galuta, there's no such thing as bringing it to resh galuta. Resh galuta is a guy. When he has his meals, he sits down with 100 people around him. He doesn't have a private supper. So the guy bringing it knew that he was bringing it for Resh Galuta to entertain and to host. So everybody was included in that. It was brought for all of them. So therefore, nobody can eat it. And that's why I didn't want to eat it. Right? Rav Sheshet, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, listen, I don't understand. Rav Sheshet bumped into Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Right? So why don't you just ask him what the din is? So the one says, Amalei, right? He says to him, there's a Haggadah Bacha over here. Rabbi Shmuel v'amalei, he says v'chule, that whole story. And what's the answer? Lo hayu dvarim moram. The story never happened. It's all nonsense. Baba Mises. It wasn't such a story. It never happened. There wasn't a Rabbi Chisda and Rabbi Nachman who ate it. There wasn't a Rabbi never ate it. Never happened. It's a nice idea, but tach, it never really happened. Okay, now, the Gemara carries on. So who lifted the atel? Why are we talking about the Eruvia coming out of the tchum? So who lifted the atel and mechoza? So now there was this lefet, right? A lefet like a turnip. What's a lefet? A turnip, or I think it is, eh? Right? So who lifted the atel and mechoza? They brought it to mechoza. The salesman brought it to mechoza. Nafa grabbe chazeh de kamisha. Rava went out and he saw over there that kamisha, right? What does it mean, kamisha? That is like not in good shape. Look at Rashi. I thought it was a Rashi there. Nefet, Nafik. I thought it was, okay. But anyhow, the Kamif, no, that's not Rashi there. But bottom line is the Kamisha, it basically was Kamush, right? Like it wasn't in good shape. So what happened? Shai Rabbi Lemaz Bimidai said, you know what, you can buy it. Why did he say you can buy it? Because I suppose that if he saw that it wasn't in good shape, so bottom line is, Kamush, it was messed up. So he figured it's not a new one. It wasn't a new one. It wasn't picked on Yom Tov. There's nothing to worry about. It wasn't like a freshly picked one that someone picked for them today. So he said, if that's the case, he said, no problem. Shai Rabbi Lemizvah Minas. They go eat it. Amar, ha, vare mi etmol nekra. Because he said, it's pashut that we can see that it wasn't picked today, it was picked yesterday. So my Amar, so therefore he says, but michutz l'tchum atya. So what's the problem? How come you can allow it? It's michutz l'tchum. Should it be allowed? He says, no. Va bishvili shal ze, muta lecho li shal acher. V'chol shechen haida adata denochrim ata. So you know what? The din is that if one was done for one particular person, he's the guy that can't, but other guys can. So here, Robert, he seems to be saying what you're saying. He has your kol shechen, right? He seems like a shvut to shvut, same idea. You could explain it that way. And since it was the goyim who bought it, they're bringing it for themselves because they're the ones that are selling it. What do you mean he bought for Yisrael at the end of the day? It was bought for the goyim, no problem.
I'm but surprised if they can buy it on yourself.
So you could, so we've seen before, if you're on Shabbos, you can buy a bahakaf. We saw before, you can go to a shop and you can take something and come pay the guy after Yom Tov, after Shabbos. You can do that. But you couldn't give them the money, but you could do that. So he says now, but Kevin the Chazer, the Kamafshe, who since he saw that now, look what happened, look at Rashi, Nochrim Mafshe, they started bringing abundance. Mafshe means a lot, right? Mafish, right, is a lot. Look at Rashi, Kutte Rashi from Brachot, the Kamafshe, Marbim, right? They started bringing a lot now. The Nochrim, says Rashi, v'ayti, amar hani vada adati Yisrael mafshei v'ayti vasi. So now they're starting to, now they're seeing, we're allowing them to sell. They're getting too excited and carried away, these goyim. And they're starting to fill up the marketplace. It's partial, they're picking them and they're bringing them today. And he assured it. Okay. Hanu b'nei ganana. So now we've got these b'nei ganana. What are b'nei ganana? Rashi says, v'ya koshre kilot chatanim v'dotnim sham adas. So guys that make these, like, you know, these kilot chatanim, we see these like beds for brides and grooms. We've seen the old din about it, etc. And they make these like canopies and they put their hadasim on them, right? The gazu lehu asa, asi the hadas. Beyond, so shari leurta, shari lehu ravina leuruche bei altar. So he said, sorry. The gazu lehu asa beyom tov sheini leurta. So on yom tov sheini at night, they would put it there. And shari ravina, and Ravina said, well, it seemed to be okay. So Amale Rava bar tachlifa l'Ravina. So Amale Rava bar tachlifa l'Ravina. Leisei lehu mar. He says, you should make it asu. Why? Bibnei she'einan b'nei Torah. He says, because these guys aren't b'nei Torah. Look at Rashi over here. Fishin ha'b'nei Torah. V'atu lezil zebe yom tov sheini. He says, because you're allowing them to do it towards the end of the evening, at end of yom tov sheini, they'll be mezal zebe yom tov sheini. They won't respect the day. You shouldn't allow it. Wait till it gets dark, till the next day, whatever. So Matkla Rashima and time it and B'nai Torah. How B'nai Torah? If they were B'nai Torah, you'd allow them? Was he saying to them, why are you saying it's only Asu because they aren't B'nai Torah? If they were B'nai Torah, you'd allow them? What's the problem? Even if they did something on Yom Tov, if something was done, I don't know, going brought there in the castle, you're still going to wait till after Yom Tov B'chdei Sheyasu. So you couldn't do it immediately as Yom Tov came out. You got to wait a period of time until it's enough time for them to have done it. So Azlu Shailu Rav, they went to Osrava, Amaleu, Ba'inan, Bichdei Sheyasu. And this is the bottom line, write it down. On Yom Tov, if a melocha is done of any kind whatsoever, either it was done by Goyim and it wasn't you, and Mabi Mutar, right, there's still a Chachamim with a class, you can't get any Hana from it, you have to wait till after Yom Tov, after Shabbos, Bichdei Sheyasu, the amount of time. Now, I will just tell you now in brackets, and I'm not going to mention that. I was once with a very, very chashuv rav, sitting in a sukkah on sukkahs many, many years ago in South Africa. And he sent the goy in the house to go to the shop to buy a cold drink on Yom Tov. And when she brought the cold drink back, he said, we have to wait now for about 50 before we can drink it. That was the amount of time it took her to go and buy the cold drink. Now, thinking about it now, I don't know. I actually should ask him. Bleed Nedra, I will phone him today and ask him and discuss this with him. If you remember, it was about 30 years ago. But I thought about it when I learned the sugya. And it seems from here that you've got to wait till Motzei Yom Tov Bichdei Sheyase. Not on Yom Tov itself, Bichdei Sheyase. So either I'm confused and I'm making a mistake and he'll tell me today that I've got it all wrong. I don't think so. Or we'll understand it a little bit. We'll have a better answer tomorrow. Can I Rav Dusa or Mer HaOvid Ibn HaTeva? Rav Dusa was one that said about Chalitzainu and Rosh Chodesh, etc. So I'm a rabbi, ki avina bei Rav Huna, we at Rav Huna Ibaila, and we asked him, Ma'al haskir Rosh Chodesh Roshona? Yeah, mamash, halokhe lemaase. Tonight, we start davening Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Right? So do we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? So he says, so what's the question? The girl explains the question. So here a rabbi says, like this, Kevan de Chalukin be Musafin Amrinan. Since we've got different Musafin, what do you mean different Musafin? There's a Korban for Musafin for Rosh Chodesh. Look at Rashi. Second narrow line. She makrifin Musfer Rosh Chodesh u Musfer Rosh Hashanah. They're two different Korbanot. You bring one for Rosh Chodesh, Kirtib Novad Olata Chodesh. You say the davening, other than the Chodesh. So maybe Amrinan, we should say the Rashi between Nami at Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh and Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Mentioned both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, or Dilma, or maybe not. What's the other side of the discussion? Zikaron echad ole lechan ulechan. Maybe we make a Zikaron. Look at Rashi at Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. Today is called Yom HaZikaron, and the Rachmana carries Zikaron. The Torah calls it Zikaron. Dichtiv Zikaron Trua. Rosh Chodesh Dami Kativ Vayule Lachem LeZikaron, and Rosh Chodesh also called the Zikaron. Since we're saying Ule Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, today is that day of remembrance. Rosh Chodesh is called the Zikaron. Rosh Hashanah is called the Zikaron. So maybe by just saying Yom HaZikaron, we're actually covering both. We don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately. So Amar Lan Tnitua. He said, "What are you talking about? We can look at our Mishnah, Rav Dosa Omer, Haover Yifnei Ateiva V'chule." Right? And what did Rav Dosa say? He said, "Chalitzeinu," and we said, "The Chachamim said." Right, lo hodulo. Remember that? Here in our Mishnah yesterday on Lametet Amud Aleph, Rav Dosa ben Harukinus Omer, however, if Nehatevi, but you come to Davin with the Shaliach Tibur, Beyom Tov Shosh Hashanah, Omer, Achalitzainu Hashem Elokeinu, et Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, right, and lo hodulo Chachamim. The Mishnah said, lo hodulo. So he says, wasn't that speaking there about Lahaskir? Right, this is my love, Lahaskir. Wasn't that sugya there about whether we mention Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh? And therefore we got the answer. The answer is no. We heard it from our Mishnah. So the Gemara said, no. That problem, remember, Rashi actually alluded to this yesterday in the sugya. The question there with Rav Dosa was, what were Chachamim arguing about? Were they arguing about Lahaskir? Were they arguing about the Tanai when he said, if it's Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh? We weren't just going to say, the Gemara said, no. You can't learn anything on that Rav Dosa there. Because the problem Chachamim had with Rav Dosa wasn't mentioning Rosh Chodesh. The problem there was Lahatnot. He was making it, saying, if it's Rosh Chodesh, or if it is Rosh Chodesh, blah, 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 blah. Right? So therefore, it's a doche. We can't prove from anything from Rav Dosa. But it also makes sense. Why? I mean, he can't even write in a brighter. V'chein haya Rav Dosa oseh b'roshei chodashim shel kol hashana kula. V'lo hodulo. He says there that Rav Dosa wasn't only Rosh Hashanah's story, Rav Dosa, it turns out, that he said if today is Rosh Chodesh or not, but it was every year, every Rosh Chodesh, 12 Rosh Chodeshes of the year, he would say this, right? So now, and there we see that the Chachamim didn't agree with him ever. Look at Rashi there. Lahatnot im hayom im lemachar, if today or not, el estam leime v'chein yom ha-machorat, Rosh Chodeshim shekol ha-shana, shehu safek im ibrua beitin. The question is, was today the right day that Chachamim made Rosh Chodesh or not? The Gemara says that today, I might be shlom lahatnot. It makes sense if you say that what our Mishnah was speaking about was the problem Rav Dosa was that he made this condition. That's why Chachamim didn't agree with him. If you're going to say that the problem was that Lahaskir, you shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh, right? And that's why Chachamim didn't agree with him. So, what was their problem with Chachamim? Why didn't they agree to him? What was their problem? Right? So, Kamo says, Lameli, I don't understand. What do you mean that if he said not to Hatnot? What's the problem with the Hatnot? Why did we make a distinction between them? Why did we say Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah? He said, you had to make a distinction. Why? Tshicha, why? Sorry. My lahot not, lameli, leifrugatati. Why did they make a distinction between the two of them? I'm a bit confused. Now, see the Gemara carries on. See that Tshicha, why? Yes, Rosh Hashanah. If he had just mentioned Rosh Hashanah, Lechud, Habamilu would have said, Bahakam Rabbanan. There, Rabbanan disagreed with him. The question is, why in that brighter there, we said the brighter there about Rosh Chodesh, and in our Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah, if it's the same thing? Right, that's what's going on. The question, why do we need two machlokot? The question, no, we had two, why? We had to argue with him, Chachamim to say, Lohodulo, both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Right? Why? He said, "Yashmin Rosh Hashanah. If it was just Rosh Hashanah, like in our Mishnah, what would we have thought? Have I mean, the Amir Rabban Angelo? Rabban said on Rosh Hashanah, they don't agree with him. Why? The Atad Zilzul Zebay. Because you'll come from Mazalzel. Right? Look at Rashi. Im Machaskinan Le Safek Atad Zilzul Zebay Bishnei. If they would agree with him there and say Rosh Hashanah, he'd come in with Zal Rosh Hashanah, because either day could have been the not the right day. But on the rest of the other Rosh Hashanah Kula, right, when it's like Rashi says there, Desharu b'melocha, b'leikele michash, we aren't right about Zilzu, because what's the biggest problem? So they wouldn't have Rosh Chodesh. But there's no driving or burning or korbanot or shechting, whatever the case, it's not a yontif. It's a big deal. They'd be mezalzel. What's the problem? There we'd say that chachamim, right? I'm a modular Rav Chisna. The great Rav Dosa on that. V'id mar b'hayvi said on Rosh Chodesh only. They argued with him. We'd say b'hakam Rav Chisna. This is where Rav Dosa said that you got to make this hatnaya between if today is Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh. But b'hak with regards to Rosh Hashanah, I'm a modular. He regret Rabbanan. And therefore, Tshicha, we need to say no, they disagree both on a Rosh Chodesh, when there's not a Chag, and Rosh Chodesh is a Chag, and there's a subject of Zilzu, and they argue with him across the board, etc. Gemara carries on. Maitime. Rosh Hashanah is Chaliyot B'Shabbat, like in our case this year, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Beit Shama Omri Mipalel Eser. Beit Shama said, you say 10 tefillahs in your davening. Look at Rashi Mipalel Eser. Shalosh Rishonot, the regular davening of the three, you know, the three first brochas, like we always do the Shmona Asherai. Right, and the three achronot, right? V'shel Shabbat b'fnei atzma, and the Shabbos one in the middle. So that's seven. So that's the three brochot of Shabbos. So that is nine, right? So we got Shabbos b'fnei atzma, aray sheva. Sorry, so that's seven. And then gedusha layom, and then we got the gedusha of Rosh Hashanah. V'kolelima malchuyot aray shmone zichronot v'shofarot. So we got the gedusha, and then malchuyot shofar zichronot. We got 10. So we got 3 and 3, 6, Shabbos is 7, and then the 3 Malchut, Zichron, and Shofrot, right, is of Shabbos, and then the 10. And Hillel says, Taisha. Why do we say Taisha? The Kolel Shabbat for Yom Tov Bracha Achat. Because Hillel says, no, Yom Tov Roshon and Shabbos is one Bracha, the Chotem, look at Rashi, Mekah Shabbat, Bishav, Yom HaZikron, like we do today. So we dive and we've got the 3 at the beginning, the 3 at the end, then we've got Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos is one Bracha, then we've got Malchut, Shofar, Zichronot, so we've got 9 bruch. The Gemara says as follows. Ve'im ita. And if that is the case, that we'd have to mention, according to Beit Shammai, the question, right? If we'd have to mention Rosh Chodesh, Rashi, the Maskil Shul Chodesh, the Beit Shammai, the Beit Lekol Chad, Bracha of the Atzma, so then there should be 11 bruchas, right? Because it should be the one for Shabbos, the one for Shoshona, the 3 Malchut Shofar Zichronot, that's 5, and then the 6 at the beginning, right? So we got 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end. Malchut Shofar Zichronot is another 3 is 9, and then 10 would be the one for the day, Moreh for day, and then we have Rosh Chodesh as well. Why don't we have? How did Behenket do it? It said Shalosh Rishonot, Shalosh Achronot, V'shel Shabbat Bifnei Atzma, which is 7, right? And then Shofar Malchut Zichronot. Okay, right. And then we have to have an extra one, which would be for Rosh Chodesh. So it seems that even Beit Shammai, who's the Machmir over here, doesn't have like Rav Dosa. Right, so now this seems to be a big kasha over here. Why don't we have 11 brokers over here? So Amar Rav Zaira, Rav Zaira says no. The reason why we don't have it has got nothing to do with whether we do or don't have to maskir Rosh Chodesh. Look at Rashi. Lo olam tzarich haskir. So Rav Zaira says back in the Gemara, Sha'ani Rosh Chodesh, mitoch shekolea leshachrit ba'arvit kol adamim musafin. Because we add in, right, even Beit Shammai, we add into the night, Shachrit and Ma'ariv, we add in the other with the day, we fold all into one brocha, so too on Rosh Hashanah, on Musaf as well. Look at Rashi. Olam tzrich lahaskir. Umihu lebeit shamay bracha al pei nafshel rosh chodesh lo bai. We don't need to say rosh chodesh. Why? Velav mishum lezikron rosh chodesh hashana olelo. Not because it's included in what you've said. The mashma dekevan rosh hashana hu hain rosh chodesh. Don't think that's the reason. It's not because rosh chodesh shon en rosh chodesh. I think the iha benami shabbat rosh chodesh velav rosh hashana lo bai lai bracha vivne atzma ele choten mekadesh shabbat yishrael rosh hashim. He says because even on Shabbos, when it's not even on rosh chodesh, on a normal rosh chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Right? If it was a regular Shabbos and if it was a Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and not Rosh Hashanah, hirach Rosh Hashanah nami chotem. We see that we just added all into one bracha. Says Saltu on Rosh Hashanah nami chotem Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron v'roshei chodashim. So Beit Shammai would mention roshei chodashim in his davening, but in that bracha we'd have Mekadesh Hashabbat v'Yisrael v'yom hazikaron v'yom v'rosh chodesh. That's why we haven't got them in brochet, but don't think for 1 second they wouldn't add Rosh Chodesh. But Shammai would add Rosh Chodesh into the davening, like Rav Dosa. Right? He says, Umi itle hul Beit Shammai kolel. Now, does Beit Shammai really hold of this principle of putting everything in, folding all into one brochet? Look at Rashi, Umi itle hul Beit Shammai kolel. Bebirkara musafin Rosh Chodesh, te itle b'Shabbos, it falls on Shabbos. Would you normally say that? Even if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, would you normally say, Varechet Yom Shabbat v'Rosh Chodeshim? Va Tani, haven't we got a brighter that says Rosh Chodesh chalei b'Shabbat? When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Beit Sham Omri Mipalel Shmona, you daven Shmona brochas. Behil Omri Mipalel Sheva, which seems to imply, why is there Shmona? Look at Rashi, Shel Rosh Chodesh Veshel Shabbat. Musifan Gamar. Shmona says, Kashia, that's a good point. Because it says, Beit Shammai says, you actually make Shmona brochas, 8 brochas. Seems to imply that on a normal Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't allow you to fold all the brochas into one and make a general brocha. He expects you to have a separate brocha for Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says Kashia. Right? Kashia, look at Rashi there, Kashia. Vishma mina, Kevin de Bishar Shabbatot, Kebau Beit Shammai, Bracha Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah lo bau. Seems that since on Rosh Chodesh he does, and Rosh Hashanah he doesn't, the time Mishum, the Zikron Rosh Hashanah olelo. Rashi seems to say, so why not? Rashi answers the Kashia here. He says, because we saw previously that both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are both called by the Torah Yom HaZikaron. It appears that the word Yom HaZikaron, as far as Beit Shammai is concerned, is good for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. So let's look at Rashi. Ushma mina, afilu michlale ve'idkure nami lo ba'ani. We actually even mentioned it, etc. You say Yom HaZikaron and it is good enough. Can I go back to the Kol Atzmo? This idea here, the Kolel Atzmo, we saw in the Brighter previously, Amar Rabbi Zairi says, Shai Rosh Chodesh, b'toch she Kolel l'shachar yamin, Kolel m'busafi. Says this whole idea of Kolel is a machloket Tanai. If you add or don't add, look at Rashi. On a regular Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Rabbi Zairi said, because in a regular Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you include it in Shachrit and in Maariv, you don't make some brochas, so therefore Musaf you also don't. But he says, who says you don't? It's a machlok tanai. It's not a pashut. You're making an assumption, Rabbi Zairi, that everybody agrees. The Tanya, we're going to write the Shabbat Shechalio b'Rosh Chodesh, or b'chol shemoed, Shabbos et Rosh Chodesh, b'chol moed, Arvit, Shachrit, u'mincha, mitpalel k'darko sheva. You make, Tanakama says, that you make like a normal Shabbos 7 brochas, v'omer me'ein ha'mu'ura b'avodah. And you add in the brocha there of avodah, in Ritzay, like we say, yale v'yavo, right? You add in ma'ein ma'ora. Then you mention b'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, b'chag ha'pesach hazeh, b'yom b'chag ha'sukot hazeh, over Rosh Chodesh hazeh, whatever the case is, right? Whatever. Rabbi Lezer omer b'hoda'a. So Rabbi Lezer says, no, you say it in modim. Okay, so the question is where you say it. You say it in Ritzay or you say it in modim. That's just the machlok between them. V'im lo amar machzirin oto. This is the halacha, by the way, of why when you forget yale v'yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you got to repeat the Shmona Esrei. This is the halacha. Ve'im, right? Ve'im lo amar machzir to them, make you repeat the Shmona Esrei. U'bemosafin matchil b'shel Shabbat u'mesayim b'shel Shabbat. And the Kama says with regards to on Shabbos in Musaf, you start with Shabbos and you end with Shabbos. Look at Rashi. U'matchil b'shel Shabbos. And now 4 or 5 lines from the before the wide lines get wide, the narrow lines before the narrow lines finish. He says, "Matchil b'shel Shabbat, v'titen lanu et yom ha-manoach hazeh." So Rashi's version is "Yom ha-menucha." We say "Yom ha-Shabbat hazeh." He says "Yom ha-manoach hazeh." U'mesayim b'shel Shabbat, makel Shabbat, v'tulo, nothing more. U'mihu, look at Rashi, b'musafin be'emtze brocha hu nichlal. It's included in the middle of the brocha. Where's that? Now we say there. We atah chonan atah. What's it? Atah hodatanu. What's it in Rosh? Is it extra, you know, under the line normally on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf? What is it? Not a Tachon Antana. Tachon Antana is Motzei Shabbos. Ata Yatzarta. That's it. Ata Yatzarta. Shkoch. I was about to get the Siddur. Shkoch. Ata Yatzarta, right? ומי מסביב מאמצע ברכה הוא נכלל, אבל שחית וערבית אין נכלל אפילו באמצע. והי תנה לי, לית לי קולה על שחית וערבית. He says, this תנה hasn't got it, it's שחית וערבית. There's no, you don't mention it even. Right? He says, מסביב משבת, ואומר קדוש היום אמצע. רשבג הרשמע בראש המקום ריקה, אומרים, כל מקום שזקוק לשבע מתחיל בשל שבת, ומסביב בשל שבת, ואומר קדושת היום באמצע. So we see, מלוכת תנאים. Tana Kama says, you don't say it. Rabbi Shimon Gamli and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Noach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, son of Baruka, says, you do say it. She says, yeah, it's a machlok tanai. Shimon says, nu mai hava ala tachlit, what's the bottom line? What do we say? What's the bottom line here? Gemara says, the ma'a baruk rashi, ma'hu lahaskir shosh chodesh b'rosh hashanah. What do we say now with regards to, remember, our discussion started in Rosh Hashanah. We then got a bit sidetracked and said, even in Rosh Hashanah, so no, without Rosh Hashanah. So tachlis, what do we do now in Rosh Hashanah? So Amar Rav Chisda, zikaron echad olelo lechan ulechan. One zikaron, yom zikaron hazeh, is a yom zikaron implies Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Amazing. I mean, I'm glad to you. I've learned this Gemara, I never ever, in my life, when I said Yom HaZikaron or Rosh Hashanah, I didn't think I was mentioning Rosh Chodesh as well. I don't know if anybody of you did, but I didn't. All right? Now suddenly it takes on a whole new meaning. When you say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh tomorrow, you're mentioning Rosh Chodesh as well. It's unbelievable. Techen Amar Rabba. Zikaron Echad Ole Lo Lechan Lechan. That's the bottom line halacha. So we don't have separate mention. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh. That's why Chamidon agreed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Dusa, with Rav Dosi in the Mishnah. We say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. And that is good for everything. Vama Rava, Gemara carries on. Ki avina by Rav Huna, when we met Rav Huna, Baila, we asked him a question, Mahu lomar zman brosh hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim. Do we say shechianu? Right, the brocha of zman. Because we say shechianu v'kimanu v'yom zman hazeh. Do we say that? So he said like this, what's the two sides to the question? Kevin to be zman lezman ati, since from time to time, when we say shechianu, when we come from one period to another, Rosh Hashanah was a year ago, now it's a new Rosh Hashanah. Or Dilma, maybe not. Kevin de lo ikru regalim, since it's not called regil. So we don't say Shechianu. Maybe you only say Shechianu on regalim. Right? Maybe. That's the question. Right? You can love it. Lo have a biadek. Listen to this. He says, Rav Huna. Never knew the answer. Rav Huna. He never knew whether we say Shechianu or Shechianu or Rosh Hashanah. Right? Ki atai by Rav Yehuda. When we came to by Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Yehuda by Midrash. Anna, he said, Akra chare tenami aminat. Even on a pumpkin, I say a new pumpkin. Akare is a chare, is a glat. How do they translate in English? Is it a pumpkin? Or a gourd? What do they call it? Right? Anybody?
Squash.
A squash. Okay, whatever. Right? He says, I say shechianu. So now, so Rabbi's got a kashis. Rabbi said, listen, Rav Yehuda, very nice, but I'm a lay reshut look by my bit. I'm asking you about whether you're allowed or not allowed with a reshut. Ki kami bayili, chova ma, I'm asking you, say a chova. Have you got an obligation to say Shechianu or not? The fact that you want to say it, beautiful, say it. We're all going to say Shechianu tonight on a new fruit. We're going to bring out a funny, fancy fruit. I got a Razan's got these star fruits, and everyone's got their own type of new fruit that makes Shechianu on. But that's a reshut. The question is, do you have a chova to make a Shechianu or not? Right, so Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Tarvayu, Ein Omer Zman, listen to this, Ele B'Shlosh Regalim. No. According to them, Rabbi Shmuel, when do you say Shechianu? Only on Shalosh Regalim. You don't make a Shechianu on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shmuel, Amoraim, not Tanaim. Amoraim already have a machloket, right? So you don't say it. So the Gemara means a brighter, Meitiva. Tain chenek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Right, quotes a pasuk over here. Rabbi, I've seen the pasuk for a while. So Owen, right, from Kohelet. Tain chenek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona ki lo teda ma yeh ra'a al ha'aretz. So give a portion of 7 or 8 because you don't know what's going to be happening with the world, right? None of us know what's happening in the world. That's the truth.
What about when lighting the candles?
Wait a second. Wait, we're not finished. All right. So he says, so the question is, what does it mean this pasuk that says Tain Chelek L'Shiva L'Gam L'Shmona? Rabbi Eliezer says that talking about 7 days of creation and Shmone or 8 days before the bris. Rabbi, that's where the song comes from. You know, one is Hashem, one is Hashem. You know, 8 other days before the bris and 7 other days of the week. Right? So he says, right? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shiva Elu Shiva Yemei Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua says that 7 means 7 Yemei Pesach. What does it mean, 7 Yemei Pesach, Rashi? Shata Tzirich Latayt Chelek L'Kulam. You're going to give a chelek of each of the psachim, each day of Pesach, you're going to give a chelek. What is chelek? Which is now? And Shmone Elu Shmone Yemei Chag. And 8 of the 8 days of Sukkot. Okay, Shuamar Omer Gamle Rabot Atzeret V'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. So now suddenly we see, wait a second. Tain Chelek Aviyah includes, this is the brighter asking a kasha, what Rav Shmuel just said. We've got a brighter that says, including in 8 is also Pesach. We've got Pesach is 7, 8 is Sukkot. And then we've got also Atzeret and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it seems to imply that the Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur here are a package. So why are you saying Rabbi Akiva Shechianu or Rosh on the Regalim? We see over here they go together. My lovely Zman, isn't that bracha there saying Tain Chelek, meaning say Shechianu? Well, says, no. You can't prove anything from here. It's not a good kashia. He says, lo lebracha. Lebracha. What does it mean, lebracha? Look at Rashi in the middle of the wide lines. The mevarchim kol yoma mekadesh Yisrael v'azbanim. Every day of Yontif, you say mekadesh Yisrael v'azbanim. That's what it's for. Tain chaylek on Shiva, with Pesach and Shmona and Sukkos. On every day, you make the brocha mekadesh Yisrael v'azbanim. What says, achi nami shtab? It makes sense. Why does it make sense? The Yisrael v'azbanim. If you thought it was Shechianu, so as man called Shiva Mika, would you make a brocha Shechianu for 7 days or for 8 days? You make a Shechianu once. Maybe Chutzlach, you make it twice. 2 days, the first day on, we're not sure which it is. Right? So Gemara says, no, that's not a good argument. Halo Kash, that's not a problem. Why? Maybe you could say otherwise. It's still 7 days or 8 days. Not that you've got to make a brocha 7 or 8 days of Shechianu, but if you didn't make it the first day, you could make it any other day, the second day or a later day. That's what it's telling you. You're able to make a Shechianu. If you didn't make it the first night, you haven't missed it, you can still make a Shechianu. Gemara says, no. So now there's like almost like they go up and down there, right? So the one says, we've got a kasha. It's not a kasha, because if it's a kasha, it's a hachilam nistarba, you'd make Shechianu every day. So it's not really a kasha, because you could make Shechianu if you wanted every single day. So that's not a problem. Why? Because even if you want to make Shechianu every day, when do you make a Shechianu? Make a Shechianu on a kos. And what, you don't make Kiddush on the second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh days of Pesach? Or 8 days of Shmini, that's what you do. But let's say on the first, in the middle of 5. So how would you say make a Shechianu if you haven't got a kos? So Gemara says, you know what? Maybe you don't need a kos. And this is the name of Messiah, Rab Nachman. This is actually proof from Rab Nachman. What am Rab Nachman? Zman Omra Philip Shuk. You don't need a kos for Shechianu, says Rab Nachman. You can make a Shechianu if you're sitting in the marketplace. You're outside in the house, you're at a teal, you go on in your office. You don't need a cup. So the Gemara doesn't like that. Huh?
You want to keep all
the same
kos?
Wow, we're going to get there, Steve. So he says, hello, kasha, is a good point. We're going to get there. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good kasha either. Why? The ikle kos. We're not talking about Kiddush. You have a l'chaim. You pour yourself a glass of wine. Remember, in times of Chazal, they drank wine at every meal, right? So look at Rashi over here. The miklele, ha lo kashia, the miklele kos ulolam azman kai. Rav Nachman ought to say, there's not a proof for Rav Nachman, and we are speaking about making this, that the Tain Chaylik is talking about a Shechianu, and yes, proof of, yeah, we can't prove it to Rav Nachman, you don't need a kos, you do need a kos. However, you don't have to have a Kiddush. Just go have a glass of wine. Before you make your drink the wine, say Baruch Hashem Merepri Agafen, you make a Shechianu, and you drink your wine. In for your Chaim. So every day of the week, Pesach or Sukkos, you missed it, you could make Shechianu on a cup. Ha Tainach Atzeret Rosh Hashanah. So that works very well. There comes Steve's question. That works very well with regards to Shavuot and with regards to Rosh Hashanah, which aren't one of the other regalim, Pesach and Sukkot. We haven't got the 7 and 8. So you want to tell me 7 and 8 includes Atzeret, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, so it works well for Pesach. It works well for Sukkot. It even works well for Shavuot, and it even works well for Rosh Hashanah. But wait a second. B'Yom HaKippurim, Heichi Avid. How are you going to drink on Yom Kippur? And we've just said now that it's not a proof for Rav Nachman, and you have to have a kos for making a Shechianu, and the Pasuk's talking about a Shechianu, and we need to say Shechianu, and Shechianu you say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. But how do you make a Shechianu Yom Kippur if you've got a drink? Right? Ima varechalei veshatilei. So he says, Ima varechalei veshatilei. Kevan de amar zman kablei alei vasalei. He says, once you make a shechianu, you've now, even if it's a, let's say, a Yom Kippur, as Yom Kippur comes in, so as soon as you make a shechianu, you've now been a kabel Yom Kippur, how do you drink? The Gemara says, Hamar lei rav yirmi barav le rav. Right? And another sugya. The Gemara quotes over here, in Masechet Brachot, let's say Masechet Brachot, mi badalt, amalei ein bedilan. Look at Rashi over here, mi badalt, pamachat, nitkashu shamayim ba'avim. Remember, we saw the story in Masechet Brachot, one that happened on Erev Shabbos, that the clouds came in very early and they became very dark. Right? V'itpaleo rav shel Shabbat mi'od yom. And Rav started davening already Shabbos while it was still sunny. Maybe he's got a problem with his watch. I don't know. His watch wasn't working. He had a Rolex in those days and they don't really keep the time. Right? They never had a battery-operated watches. And he thinks, okay, his watch isn't working and now it's dark outside. It must be Shabbos. So he gathered went together and he said, Mizboi shilom ha-Shabbat mi'kabel Shabbos. Right? V'amale rav yudim. And then and Rav Yirmi said to him, "Mi badalt min ha-melacha mishekibalt alecha Shabbat?" He says, "Did you once you made a brocha when you makabel Shabbos? Are you now you can't do any melacha?" V'amalei in bedilna. Right? Is it in bedilna or ain bedilna? I think in bedilna. Right? So mi damamalei in bedilna. That's right. He said in bedilna. He did mabdil. I'm doubting myself for a second. Eh?
There's ain.
No, but ain. But ain. Does ain mean yes or no? Yes, ain means yes. Ain in Gemara means Aramaic. Ain means yes. Right, I say in, but the, when we learned in Yeshiva without punctuation, the word was in. Now in the art scroll, all the Gemara's have punctuated, that's ain. That's probably the proper more word, but in is yes, right? So it says in, but don't know. So he says, therefore, it's already on tif. So how could you drink? So he said, what's the problem? Don't drink. Make a bracha and leave it. Why do you have to drink? He says, what are you talking about? Mavarech tzarich shi'itom. Don't be saying the bracha. You never say the brachas. That mavarech tzarich shi'itom. He has to taste. So he says, let a child drink it. Not a problem. If someone has to let a child drink it. Look at Rashi over here. Right? It's an amazing Rashi. Listen, it's a little bit long. I've been going through the Gemara very, very quickly so that I can save time for this Rashi. Okay, this is an important Rashi. The Rashi starts there late in Litve Leyanuka. It's about seven lines up from the bottom of the lines, the last lines of Rashi there, in the wide lines. And this is an important halacha with regard to Kiddush and Avdol, etc. Now, we all know that you've got to drink. But we'll see over here that really you don't have to drink. The wine has to have been drunk. So if someone else drinks, it's also okay. Now, there are problems with that as well, because you can't mezalzel, you can't make a brocha and not drink it, etc. But if you're young kids, for chinuch purposes, for example, you can. If you don't want to drink wine on a Friday night at Shabbos, as long as someone drinks wine, you don't have to actually drink the wine, as long as people have drunk the wine. Look at this Rashi over here. Litveli anuka nishtoto lacha shebarech alav. After you made a brocha, but your kid eat. Dahai sheyitom dekama. When you said that, has to, that you got a taste, lav dafka kamar amavarech. Not specifically speaking about the guy making the brocha himself. To who adin kishat achrin, even if someone else drinks, he drinks it. The timer mishum the gnai hu lekost shel brocha shoye ne adam in lauta. It's a gnai. It's disgusting. It's disparaging for the kost shel brocha that nobody gets hana immediately from it. Shetei bikra yayin debore priagafen shel tzoyi. You start making brocha for no purpose. Umichitam le achrina. And if somebody else drinks it, shapir dami, it's fine. Right? We'll see you shouldn't cut bread to stop with if you're not eating with him, because they could make a brocha themselves. On bread, making hamotzi lechem in aretz, you shouldn't make it for people if you aren't also eating. Why? Because they can make a brocha for hamotzi lechem in aretz to cut the bread themselves. Aval poresu levanav ulevinei beito, k'tei lechanchan mitzvot. But if you're going to teach your kids, so you can then make a hamotzi for them, even though you aren't going to eat, so they can all learn how to do it. Even with birkan hamotzi, right? If it's for chinuch purposes, you can make the brocha. So your kids are going to make the brocha. They eat, you don't eat the bread. That's your only bread. But you want to make the brocha, you can make a hamotzi. Wine, you can definitely do. You can make a brocha on the wine, and they can. So that's not a problem to give to somebody else. Let's carry on. Gemara says darkness. Late hilchot of the Gemara says darkness. Late hilchot of the Rav Acha. Right? The halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Bach adds it to Rabbi Akiva Yaakov. Why? He says, "Deal ma'at lemishrach." He says, "What does Rabbi Akiva bar Acha say? That if you do this, look at Rashi, deal ma'at lemishrach atinok la'achra minagzev, and you stop b'yom kippurim achra shigda. If you give this, is pasha that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, because he says you can't do this. Why? Because you're going to start getting your kids into a habit of thinking they can drink on Yom Kippur. And they're going to become older. They're going to think, my father every night gave me my wife to drink, so I can drink on Shabbos. I can drink on Yom Kippur. He says, no, we aren't worried about that. Right? The Gemara says, new tachlis, my havale. What's the bottom line here at the end of the disc? He says, Shadru Rabbanan de Rav Yemar. Right? Sava kamen Rav Chizda b'mala yom de Rei Shata Amrule. Right? Chachamim now never knew what the answer was on all of this. Right, if you look at Rashi, my havu alei, tzarich lomar zban b'Rosh Hashanah b'yom kippur. We still don't know. Do you say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or don't you? So Chachamim now wanted to know what's going on. So what did they do? So they took Rav Chisda, right? So Shadru Rabbanan, sorry, Yemar Saba to Rav Chisda, erev b'male yomed reishat the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Right, and Amru Lei, and they said to him, right. Zil chazei heicha avid uvda. Go see what he does, what Rav Chisda does. Ta eimelan, and come back and tell us. So now, ki chazei, when Rav Chisda saw him, Rav Chisda knew what he had come for. Look, Rashi, Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda, when he had saw him, right? So Amarle, so he says to him, like he gives him a bit of a story of here. He says like this. So Amarle, dal yuye le retiva rafsele beduchte. I to the kasadach, it says like this. Look at Rashi, yeah? Dalyur Retiva, he says to him like this, Hamagbiya eitz lach, a person who picks up a wet piece of wood, she'eno elisabit, he can't use for lighting fire with, be'yadua she'tzarich limkomo, he needs the place for it, that's why he's picking it up, he knows it's mukta basically, hoyel ve'alav eno tzarich, right, even though he doesn't need the wood itself, sha'al chinam lo hegbiyu, klomar al chinam lo bat lekan. He says, just going to stump, ask a question, not going to pick it up. He says, I know that you came here, I don't understand the parable, to be honest, but he seems to look, I realize you have just came here stump. You came here because you want to know what's going on. So therefore, he says like this. So what happened? I today kasa de chamra. He took a glass of wine, kaddish v'amar zman. And he said, Shechianu. You have to worry yourself about lighting candles because we say Shechianu. Right, and the halacha Gemara Paskins halacha Omer Zman Roshon Yom Kippur the halacha Zman Amru Afilu B'Shuk. You need a kos. You can make Shechianu wherever you want. Let's end the Aviyah. Everybody have a Shana Tova, Gemara Chatima Tova. Tomorrow and Sunday there'll be Shir before Mincha and on Motzei Rosh Hashanah. We said at 8 o'clock on Sunday night we'll catch up.